Will you please turn to the book of Revelation?
请我们大家翻到启示录。
Chapter 1,
第一章
verse 9,
第九节。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 9.
启示录第一章第九节。
I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and patience in Jesus, was in the island called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank thee for bringing us here.
亲爱的主，为着你带领我们到这里，我们要感谢你。
We do realize that we are in thy presence.
我们实在意识到我们正在你的同在中。
Because it is thy precious promise to us.
因为这乃是你对我们宝贵的应许。
Where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there am I in the midst of them.
若是你们有两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就在你们中间。
Truly, Lord, we gathered unto your name.
主啊，我们实在是聚集在你的名里面。
And we are assured that thy presence is here with us.
我们实在确知你的同在在我们的中间。
There is nothing more precious to us, Lord, than thy very presence.
主啊，没有比你的同在对我们而言是更宝贵的。
We pray, Lord, as we are in thy presence.
主啊，我们求你让我们保守在你同在中。
That the light of thy countenance may shine upon us.
好叫你的面光能够照我们。
Thou art the only one who knows us.
主啊，你是那一位全知道我们的。
We are open to thyself.
我们向你完全敞开。
We pray, Lord, that thou search us and examine us.
主啊，我们求你鉴察我们。
That thou will give us an open heart.
好使你给我们一个敞开的心。
Unveiled face.
一个敞着的脸。
That we may behold the glory of the Lord.
使我们能够注视主的荣光。
That we may be transformed from glory to glory.
好使我们能够被改变荣上加荣。
Even as by the Lord the Spirit.
如同从主的灵变成的。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We do want to thank the Lord for bringing us together.
我们实在为着主把我们聚在一起感谢他。
I always think that every opportunityToday, of gathering before the Lord is a special grace.
我总是感觉在今日每一次我们能够聚集在他的面前都是一个特别的恩典。
We do not know when our Lord will return.
我们不知道我们的主什么时候会回来。
We only sense it is very, very near.
我们只是感觉他非常非常的近了。
And thank him for giving us the opportunity.
我们感谢他给我们这样的机会。
That he may be able to prepare us for himself.
好使他能够预备我们为着他自己。
The prayer of our heart is simply this.
我们心里面的祷告简单的来说。
Then when he shall come, we shall see him.Without shame.
当他来的时候，我们见他的面没有羞愧。
And this is our prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
This is the reason why we are gathered here this morning.
这是为什么我们今天早晨聚在这里的原因。
I believe everybody here knows what our theme is.
我相信我们每一个人都知道我们的主题是什么。
The way of recovering the testimony of Jesus.
恢复耶稣基督见证的路。
You have three things before you.
在我们面前有三件事情。
The testimony of Jesus.
第一是耶稣基督的见证。
The recovery of that testimony.
第二是恢复这个见证。
And the third thing is the way of recovery.
第三就是恢复的路。
I wonder how many of you here are familiar with the term the testimony of Jesus.
我猜想在我们中间有多少人明白耶稣基督见证这个词它的意义是什么。
Maybe you have heard it until you are tired of it.
可能我们听多了以至于我们厌倦了。
Or maybe you have never heard of such a term.
或许我们从来没有听过这样的说法。
But one thing is sure.
但是有一件事是确定的。
From the word of God, we find that the testimony of Jesus is the eternal purpose of God.
从神的话语里面我们看见耶稣基督的见证乃是神永远的旨意。
This term is used especially in the book of Revelation.
这一个词在启示录里面是特别被用到的。
This term and the similar words are used at least 8 times in this book.
这个词和类似的词在这一卷书里面至少出现了八次。
I will not try to mention them.
我不是要把八次都提出来。
I will leave it with you to find it out.
我要让弟兄姊妹自己回去找出来。
This book of Revelation
这本启示录
is none other But the testimony of Jesus.
不是别的，就是耶稣基督的见证。
Because in Revelation chapter 19 verse 10 it says.
因为在启示录十九章第十节里面说到。
The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
预言的灵乃是耶稣的见证。
This book of Revelation is a book of prophecy.
这本启示录乃是一本预言的书。
And what is the spirit of prophecy?
而这预言的灵是什么呢？
I think we are all curious about prophecy.
我相信我们对预言都很好奇。
But do we know the spirit of prophecy?
但是我们是否认识预言的灵呢？
When you read the book of Revelation,
当我们读启示录的时候，
are you interested in the coming events?
是不是我们对将要来的事件有兴趣？
And you are trying to figure out all these prophecies.
我们盼望能够明白这些预言。
Until you become a son of prophecy.
直到我们也变成一个预言之子。
But the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
但是预言的灵乃是耶稣的见证。
If you do not see Jesus, but only see coming events, you'll miss the whole point.
如果你没有看见耶稣，而仅仅看见了将要发生的事情，那么我们就一无所得。
Because the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
因为预言的灵乃是耶稣的见证。
As a matter of fact, the whole Bible is the testimony of Jesus.
事实上，整本圣经就是耶稣的见证。
The Lord Jesus said, you search the scriptures.
主耶稣说，你们查考圣经。
Because you think there is eternal life.
因为你们以为其中有永生。
But it is this book that testifies of me.
但是为我做见证的就是这经。
But you do not want to come to me and receive eternal life.
但是你们却不肯到我跟前来得永生。
So the testimony of Jesus is the whole Bible.
所以 耶稣基督的见证就是整本的圣经。
Unless we know what the testimony of Jesus is,
除非我们认识耶稣的见证是什么。
We have never really know the word of God.
我们并没有真正的认识神的话语。
Now what is the testimony of Jesus?
什么是耶稣的见证呢？
If the whole Bible is about the testimony of Jesus,
若是整本圣经是耶稣的见证，
then you will be here until the coming of the Lord.
那么我们就要在这里一直到主耶稣回来。
It is impossible for us to put it in simplicity.
因为我们没有办法在很简单的方式里面来说它。
But to me, I think the testimony of Jesus can be summed up in just two verses.
但是对我而言呢，耶稣基督的见证可以用两节经文来做总结。
And that is Revelation chapter 1, verses 17 and 18.
那就是在启示录第一章第十七、第十八节。
Will you please turn to it?
请我们一同翻到这里。
And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying, Fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one, and I became dead, and behold, I am living to the ages of ages, and have the keys of death and of Hades.
我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说，不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的，又是那存活的，我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
In chapter 1 of Revelation, John received a vision of the risen Lord.
在启示录的第一章里面，我们看见使徒约翰得着了复活主的见证，一个启示。
And this is a vision that is meant for every one of us.
这一个启示，这一个意象是给我们每一个人的。
We need to have a fresh vision of our Lord Jesus.
我们需要对我们的主有一个新鲜的看见。
We know him as our Savior.
我们认识他，知道他是我们的救主。
But we need to know him as God the Father knows him.
但是我们要认识他，像父神认识他一样。
And this is the vision of our Lord Jesus.
这就是我们主耶稣他的意象。
And the interpretation of this vision is simply this.
这一个意象，它的解释乃是这样。
Who is the person in that vision?
在这个意象中的那一位是谁呢？
He is the first and the last.
他是那首先的，也是那末后的。
And the living one.
他也是那存活的，永活的。
This speaks of his eternity.
在这里讲到他的永远性。
This speaks of his deity.
在这里讲到他的神性。
He is the first and he is the last.
他是首先的，他也是末后的。
And he is the living one.
并且他是那存活的。
He is the eternal one.
他是那永远的那一位。
And he is life itself.
他自己就是生命。
This is what our Lord Jesus was in eternity.
这是我们主耶稣基督在过去永远中所赐的。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
He says, I became dead.
他在这里说，我曾死过。
How can the living one become dead?
那位永活的怎么可能死呢？
The only explanation is his love.
唯一的解释就是他的爱。
Because God so loved the world,
因为神爱世人，
that he gave his only begotten son.
他将他的独生子赐给他们。
God the Son became man.
神的儿子成为人。
And as the one who knows not sin, he became sin for us.
那位不知道罪、无罪的， 为我们成为罪。
That we might become the righteousness of God.
好使我们成为神的义。
How we praise and thank Him for what He has done for us.
我们为着他为我们所成就的，我们要何等的感谢赞美他。
We will not be here if He had not come into this world.
如果他没有来到世上，我们就不可能在这里。
We will not be here if He if not He became dead.
如果他没有死过，我们也不会在这里。
His death is our salvation.
他的死乃是我们的救赎，我们的救恩。
And we cannot help but praising and thanking Him all the time.
我们就不得不一直的感谢赞美他。
And then He said, "Behold, I am living to the ages of ages and have the keys of death and Hades."
然后他说，看啊，我又活了，并且直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
This speaks of His resurrection and ascension.
在这里说到他的复活和升天。
God has anointed Him Lord and Christ.
神高他为主为基督了。
He is the victorious one.
他乃是得胜者。
So this is the vision that the Apostle John saw on the island of Patmos.
这就是约翰在拔摩海岛上所见的异象。
And this is the same thing that God wants every one of us to see it.
这也是神要我们每一个人能够看见的同一件事。
Do we see our Lord Jesus as the first?
我们有没有看见我们的主耶稣作为那首先的呢？
He is the first of our life.
他是我们生命中的首先的。
He is the originator of everything in our life.
他是我们生命中一切事物的起始者。
Do we see Him as the last?
我们是不是把他作为末后的那一位？
Not in the sense that He is the last one.
不是说他成为那最微小最末了的。
It is in the sense that He is the end, the purpose, the aim of everything to us.
他的意义乃是对我们而言，他是我们生活中的意义，我们的目的。
Do we see Him as the living one?
我们是否看见他是永活的那一位？
That He lives in us.
他活在我们里面。
And Christ in us, the hope of glory.
基督在我们里面是荣耀的盼望。
Do we realize how He went through Calvary's cross?
我们是否明白他为我们到加略山上的十字架上？
And He opened for us a new and living way.
他为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
And He beckoned us to walk in it.
他呼召我们走在其中。
And do we see that He is the risen one?
我们是否看见他是复活的那一位？
He is on the throne.
他坐在宝座上。
And He beckoned us to come up.
他呼召我们一同上到宝座。
That one dayWe may reign with Him.
有一天我们得以与他一同掌权。
To put it in one word,
用一句话来说，
Do we see Him as our all and in all?
我们是否看他做我们的一切，又在一切之内呢？
Is there any rival in our hearts?
在我们心里面有没有与他相争的呢？
Do we really can testify?Whom do we have in heaven but thee?
我们是否真能做见证说，在天上除你以外，我还有谁呢？
Whom do we desire after on earth but thee?
在地上除你以外，我还有什么可爱慕的呢？
And this is the testimony of Jesus.
这乃是耶稣的见证。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
this testimony of Jesus is entrusted.To the church.
主耶稣的见证现在已经托付给教会。
It is entrusted to every one of us.
他已经托付给我们在座的每一位。
And we are supposed to bear that testimony.
我们应该来背负这个见证。
We do praise and thank God.
我们实在感谢赞美神。
When you read the history of the early church,
当我们读早期教会历史的时候，
When you read Acts chapter 4, chapter 2 and chapter 4,
当我们读使徒行传第二章第四章的时候，
You see that in the early church,
我们看见在早期的教会中，
They had the testimony of Jesus,
他们有耶稣基督的见证。
Because those who believe,
因为那些相信的人，
They all persevered, continued in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles, in prayers and in the breaking of bread.
他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，并且一起交通，一起祷告，一起擘饼。
The teaching of the apostles is none other but the teaching of Christ.
使徒们的教训不是别的，乃是基督的教训。
They do not have their own teaching.
他们没有他们自己的教导。
They teach what Christ has taught them.
他们教导就是耶稣基督所教导过他们的。
The apostles do not have their own fellowship.
使徒们也没有他们自己的交通。
On the contrary, you remember Paul.
相反的，我们记得使徒保罗
scolded the Corinthian believers.
他曾经责备哥林多的信徒们。
When they say, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Cephas, I'm of Christ.
他们有人说我是属保罗的，我是属基法的，我是属亚波罗的，也有人说我是属基督的。
Is Christ divided?
难道基督是分开的吗？
It is the fellowship.Of God's Son Jesus Christ.
我们在一起聚集，乃是神儿子耶稣基督的交通。
And we are all called into it.
我们都蒙召进入这个交通。
And you find in the early church they are all one.
我们看见在早期的教会，他们是合一的。
They assemble together.
他们聚集在一起。
They praise the Lord together.
他们一同来。
They broke the bread together.
他们一同擘饼。
And they are rejoicing in the Lord together.
他们在主里一同喜乐。
And great power came out from them.
从他们身上流出极大的能力。
And God added to them day after day.
并且神把得救的人数天天加给他们。
And the same thing you find in chapter 4.
我们在第四章里面也看见同样的事。
They were completely delivered from their self-possessiveness.
他们完全从被自己拥有事物的情况中被拯救出来。
They love one another.
他们彼此相爱。
Just as Christ has loved them.
就好像基督爱他们一样。
And what a testimony!They gave of the Lord Jesus.
这是他们给主耶稣基督所做何等样的一个见证。
When the world looked at them,
当世人看他们的时候，
they were amazed.
他们就稀奇。
They could not understand how it could be.
他们不能明白怎么可能呢？
Because they live a life totally different from every nation of the world.
因为他们过一种与世上列国完全不一样的生活。
It is Jesus that is everything in their lives.
乃是耶稣成为他们生活中的每一件事情。
So finally you find in Acts chapter 11.
所以最后我们看见在使徒行传十一章里，
Disciples were called Christians first in Antioch.
门徒被称作基督徒是从安提阿起手。
That is the only way they could identify them.
这是世人唯一可以把他们认出来的方法。
Who were they?
他们是谁呢？
They were so different.
他们那样的不同。
You cannot put them under any country, any nation.
我们不能把它放在任何地上任何的国家或任何的民族的里面。
They were Christ men.
他们乃是基督人。
See how they bore the testimony of Jesus.
我们看见他们如何背负了耶稣的见证。
Within 30 some years,
在将近 30多年,
the gospel has been preached to the end of the earth.
福音就传到了当时的地极,
because at that time Rome was the center and the end of the earth.
因为在那个时代, 罗马乃是世界的中心, 也是地极,
what power manifested?
那是何等大的能力被彰显出来。What
glory given to God?
何等样的荣耀归给神。Indeed,
the early church kept the testimony of Jesus.
早期的教会实在守住了耶稣的见证。But
brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们,
the enemy of God hated the testimony of Jesus.
神的仇敌痛恨 耶稣的见证,
he tried every means to destroy it.
他用各种的方法来摧毁它。
So when you come to the end of the first century,
所以当我们来到第一世纪结束的时候,
when you read Revelation chapter 2 and 3,
当我们读启示录第二、第三章的时候,
these were the seven churches in Asia at the end of the first century.
在这里记载, 在第一世纪结束的时候, 在亚细亚七个教会的光景,
you find the church in Ephesus there.
我们看见在那里有以弗所的教会。
Now everyone who has ever read the Bible knows,
每一个曾经读过圣经的人都知道,
the church in Ephesus was a glorious church.
以弗所的教会是一个荣耀的教会。
You find Paul spent 3 years in Ephesus.
我们看见保罗曾经用了3年的时间在以弗所,
and he showed them the whole counsel of God.
他将神一切的筹算计划都告诉他们了。
They loved the Lord so much,
他们是那样的爱主,
that Paul, when he was in prison, was able to share with them the eternal purpose of God.
所以当保罗在监狱中的时候, 能够向他们分享神永远的旨意,
because of their undying love,
因为他们那不死的爱。
But when it came to Revelation chapter 2,
但是当我们来到启示录第二章的时候,
towards the end of the first century,
来到第一世纪要结束的时候,
another 30 some years have passed,
又过了大约30年。
And what did you find there?
我们在那里看见什么呢?
What did our Lord Jesus found there?
我们的主耶稣在那里看见了什么呢?
He found that in that church everything went on as usual.
他看见在教会中每一件事都像平常一样往前,
they have the knowledge, they have the teaching.
他们有知识, 他们有教导,
they have the work, they have the labor.
他们有工作, 他们有劳苦。
But the inner fire was gone.
但是那里面的火却熄灭了。
Our Lord Jesus said, you have lost your first love.
我们主耶稣说你把起初的爱心离弃了。Unless
you repent,
除非你悔改,
your lampstand will be removed.
你的灯台将要被挪去。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
you find that the testimony of Jesus began to be lost in the church.
我们在这里看见耶稣的见证开始在教会中失落了。And
then, if you read church history,
然后若是我们读教会历史的话,
you find from the 4th century till the beginning of the 16th century,
我们看见从第四世纪开始, 一直到第16世纪的初期,
the church was welcomed by the world.
我们看见教会受世界的欢迎,
but the world had conquered the church.
但是世界却征服了教会。
The church entered into a dark age.
教会就进入了一个黑暗的时期。
Even the most basic of the gospel was lost.
即使最基本的福音都失落了。
They did not know justification by faith.
他们连因信称义都不知道。
They tried to be justified by accumulating merits.
他们盼试着用积功德的方式来称义。
All kinds of false teachings and doctrines were rampant.
在那个时候，所有的错误的、虚假的教训，是那样的猖狂。
You cannot see where the church began, where the world began.
我们分辨不出哪里是教会的开始，或者哪里是世界的开始。
The church has lost the testimony of Jesus.
教会就失去了耶稣的见证。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Man may fail, but God never.
人可能失败，但是神却从不失败。
Even though during all these decaying centuries,
即便在这败坏的、下坠的这些世代中，
God still had His own.
神仍然保守了属他的人。
At every century, you will find a minority, some people who wanted to return to the Lord.
在每一个世纪，我们都会看见有一些人，他们有一个单纯的心，要回到神的面前。
And because of that, they suffer from the official church.
因着那个缘故，他们就受官方教会的迫害。
But if you want to read the recovery of the testimony of Jesus,
若是我们要从耶稣基督见证的恢复角度来看，
then we will say it began in earnest from the 16th century.
我们要说大概最早的是从16世纪开始。
Because we find in the 16th century that was the Reformation.
因为我们在16世纪我们看见了改教。
God raised up people like Martin Luther, Calvin, Zwingli, and so forth.
神兴起了像马丁路德、像加尔文、像慈运里这一般弟兄们。
And they restored to us justification by faith.
他们为我们恢复了因信称义的真理。
Now today justification by faith seem to be known by everyone.
今天因信称义的真理是每一个人都知道的。
But at that time it was so new, so wonderful.
但是在那个时代是那样的新鲜，是那样的奇妙。
And an open Bible.
而且有了一本公开的圣经。
Because at that time the Bible was in chain.
因为在那个时期圣经是被锁住的。
Ordinary people were not allowed to read the Bible.
普通的人是不许可去读圣经的。
But now an open Bible.
现在我们有了一本公开的圣经。
And since that time, we find God began to recover truth after truth.
自那个时期开始，我们看见神一个真理接着一个真理的恢复了。
But this is not what we want to speak at this time.
但是这不是我们这一次要讲的题目。
What the brothers assigned me to share with your dear brothers and sisters is from Revelation chapter 1 verse 9.
弟兄们所交付给我交通的乃是在启示录第一章第九节。
I, John, your brother and fellow partaker,in the tribulation and kingdom and patience in Jesus, was in the island called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
Here we find the apostle John. He was exiled.To the island of Patmos.
这里我们看见使徒约翰被放逐在拔摩海岛上。
He was exiled for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
他是因为神的道并耶稣的见证而被放逐的。
And to make it more concrete,
要若是我们要更具体的说
，Why was he exiled for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus?
为什么他为着神的道和耶稣的见证被放逐呢
？To put it another way,
换一句话说
，Because John had the testimony of Jesus.
因为约翰在他身上有耶稣的见证。
And because of that, he was exiled.
因为这个缘故，他就被放逐了。
But we can put it in another way.
我们也可以用另外一个方式说。
How did he keep the testimony of Jesus?
他怎么持守耶稣的见证呢？
He kept the testimony of Jesus.By going through tribulation, kingdom, and endurance in Jesus.
他是通过患难、国度和忍耐而持守了耶稣的见证。
So we can say,
所以我们可以这样说。
How can we recover the testimony of Jesus?
我们怎么能恢复耶稣的见证呢？
Where are the ways?
那个路在哪里呢？
The ways are in tribulation, kingdom, and endurance.
那个路呢，乃是在患难、国度和忍耐中。
The Apostle John, he went through tribulation.
使徒约翰他经历了患难。
And the reason why he went through it, it is because of the testimony of Jesus.
他经历患难的原因乃是为着耶稣的见证。
The Apostle John, he was exiled to the island of Patmos because of the kingdom.
使徒约翰被放逐在拔摩海岛上乃是为着国度的缘故。
It is because of the kingdom that is not of the world.
因为这个国度是不属这世界的。
If the kingdom is of the world, he will not be exiled.
如果这个国度是属世的他就不会被放逐了。
Because he was faithful to a kingdom that is not of the world, therefore he was exiled.
因为他为着这不属这世界的那个国度中心的缘故，所以他就被放逐了。
And it is because of his endurance, of his patience towards the Lord.
也是因着他的向着主的忍耐。
For that reason, he was.Put to that island.
为着这个缘故，他被放逐在拔摩海岛
上。So in other words, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们，换一句话说。
We may learn something from that.
我们可以从这里得着一些的学习。
How can the testimony of Jesus be restored in us?
耶稣基督的见证怎么可能在我们身上被恢复呢？
Restored to such an extent that the world will see it.
恢复到一个地步，好叫世人能够看见。
That the world has to do something about it.
那么世人呢，他们不得不做，来对付他。
And to us, we feel there are three ways.
在这里，我们感觉有三条路。
Actually, there are one way.With three angles.
或者这样讲，就是一条路，但是有三个不同的方面。
In order to restore the testimony of Jesus today,
今天为着要恢复耶稣的见证
，we need to know what tribulation is.
我们需要认识患难是什么
，what kingdom is.
国度是什么
，and what endurance is.
忍耐又是什么
？So this morning we would like to focus our attention.On tribulation.
所以今天早晨我们要集中注意在患难上。
When you go back to church history,
当我们回头看教会历史的时候
，Because the seven churches in Asia can be prophetically applied to the whole church history.
因为在亚细亚的七个教会。可以运用在整个教会历史的不同时期。
Even though at that time there were these seven churches in Asia Minor.
虽然在那个时代，在小亚细亚是有这七个教会。
But they can be prophetically applied to the whole church history.
但是从预言的角度来看，他们可以运用在整个教会的历史时期。
We usually say the church in Ephesus represents the church in the first century.
有人说，以弗所的教会代表着在第一世纪的教会。
Because it began with such glory.
因为它是开始的时候是如此的荣耀。
How they kept the testimony of Jesus.
他们如何持守了耶稣的见证。
Until the world recognized they were Jesus, Christ man.
直到世人认出他们是耶稣基督人。
But unfortunately, gradually, you find the church that is noted for love has lost the first love.
但是很可惜的，我们看见教会开始把起初的爱心离弃了。
Why did they lose first love?
为什么他们失去了起初的爱呢？
Why did they lose the testimony of Jesus?
为什么他们失去了耶稣的见证呢？
Maybe they had come to the second and the third century people.
可能我们看见了，到了
first generation people.
到了他们是第二、第三世纪那个世代的人们。
Not century, generation.
他们是第二代、第三代的基督徒。
You know, the first generation Christians.
我们知道第一代的基督徒们。
They saw the Lord.
他们曾经看见主。
They had a vision.
他们有异象。
And because the vision of the Lord has so captured them.
因为主的异象那样的抓住了他们。
They pay a price.
所以他们甘心付一个代价。
And they stood for the testimony of Jesus.
他们为耶稣的见证站住。
And suffer for it.
他们也为他受苦。
So,During the first generation, you find everything was new, fresh, living, vibrant.
所以在第一代的基督徒中间，我们看见每一件事是新的，是新鲜、活泼的，并且满了能力的。
Then you came the second generation.
然后来到第二代。
The second generation received all the teaching of the first generation.
第二代得着了第一代所有的教导。
And follow all the way, the form of the first generation.
他们也跟随了第一代所有的方式，各种的形式。
But unfortunately, because they had never paid a price.
但是很可惜的，他们从来没有付过代价。
They never had a fresh revelation from the Lord.
他们从来没有从主那里得着新鲜的启示。
What they receive is tradition.
他们所领受的不过是传统遗传。
They were faithful to the tradition.
他们对于遗传传统的是非常的忠心。
But it became a formality.
但是它却变成了一个形式。
There was no real fire within them.
在他们里面没有真正的火。
And when you come to the third generation.
但是当来到第三代的时候。
All that was left was tradition.
所有留下来的不过就是传统而已。
So when you come to this kind of situation,
所以当我们来到这样的情况中的时候
，Of course, you find the inner spring was gone.
当然，我们发现了在里面的那个泉源没有了。
You know, as a matter of reality,
我们知道这是关乎实际的。
There is no second or third generation Christian.
关乎实际的事情呢，是没有第二代的。
Every Christian is supposed to be of the first generation.
每一个基督徒都应该是第一代的基督徒。
Every Christian is supposed to have vision.
每一个基督徒都应该有异象。
Every Christian is supposed to have the testimony of Jesus.
每一个基督徒都应该有耶稣的见证。
And every Christian is supposed to pay a price for it.
每一个基督徒都应该为他付代价。
When that is missing,
当那个失落了
You find what is left is from form and tradition.
我们看见了留下来的不过是形式和传统而已。
And when God looked at that situation,
当神看这样光景的时候,
what will God do to recover the testimony?
神要怎样来恢复这个见证呢?
He used tribulation.
他就用患难。
So we find that when the church entered into the second and the third centuries,
所以我们看见当教会进入第二、第三世纪的时候,
as typified by the church in Smyrna,
就是我们看见用士美拿教会做预表的,
God allowed the Roman Empire to persecute the Christians.
神就许可罗马帝国来逼迫教会, 基督徒,
ten times there was great, there were great persecution upon the Christians.
有十次的大逼迫临到基督徒,
but thank God,
但是感谢神,
it is through the tribulation, through the persecution,
乃是借着患难和逼迫,
you find the church was revived.
我们看见教会被复兴了。
Oh, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
that's what you find in the church in Smyrna.
这是我们在士美拿教会中所看见的。
We do not like tribulation.
我们都不喜欢患难。
Naturally speaking, we like prosperity.
就着天性来说,我们都喜欢兴盛繁荣。
Do you think God want to punish us?
你是不是认为神要惩罚我们?
Is it not that in God's heart, He wants to bless?
神的心中岂不是要祝福我们吗?
You know when He first created man,
我们知道当他当初造人的时候,
what did He do?
他做了什么呢?
He said, you shall have dominion over the fowls of the air, the living creatures on earth, and even the fishes in the sea.
他说你们要管理 甚至天空的飞鸟,地上的走兽,还有海里面的鱼。
God bless the man that He created.
神祝福他所创造的人。Blessing
is the heart of God.
祝福乃是神的心意。But
unfortunately,
但是很可惜的,
because Adam and Eve, they rebelled against God.
亚当和夏娃,他们背叛了神。
They fell into the temptation of the evil one.
他们落进了那恶者的试探中。
And because of sin, they were disqualified, unqualified for blessing.
因着罪的缘故,他们就失去了得祝福的那个资格。
If God should bless a sinful person,
如果神 祝福一个有罪的人,
gave him riches and wealth and fame and everything,
给他丰富, 给他名声, 给他一切的事情,
is it a blessing or a curse?
那是一个祝福还是一个咒诅呢?
You remember how God dealt with the children of Israel.
我们记得神怎样来对付以色列百姓,
how He delivered them out of Egypt.
他怎样 把他们从埃及中拯救出来。
He brought them into a land flowing with milk and honey.
领他们进入牛奶与蜜之地。
And what happened to that people?
对以色列百姓来讲, 他们发生了什么事呢?
You know, before Moses died, he was ordered to form a song.
我们知道当摩西要死的时候, 他做了一首歌。
God wanted him to have a song. Song. 诗歌.
神要他写一首诗歌。
Because people may forget teachings, but singing song is easy to remember.
因为人可能会忘记教导, 但是唱歌, 是容易记的。
And what did you find in the song?
我们在那首诗里面, 那首歌里面, 我们看见什么呢?
You find in Genesis, You find in Exodus chapter 32, verse 15.
我们看见在出埃及记，生命记三十二章。
Deuteronomy 32.
生命记第32章。
Verse 15.
第15节。
And Joshua grew fat and kicked. Thou art waxen fat. Thou art grown thick. And thou art covered with fatness. He gave up God who made him and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation.
但耶稣伦渐渐肥胖、粗壮、光润、踢跳、奔跑，便离弃造他的神。
Jeshurun means the upright people.
耶稣伦的意思指责那一般正直的人。
They were upright people.
他们乃是一般正直的人。
Because they were delivered by the Lord.
因为他们蒙主的拯救。
And the Lord blessed them.
主也祝福他们。
But under God's blessing,
但是在神的祝福之下,
they grew fat and began to kick.
他们渐渐肥胖, 他们也开始踢跳,
they gave up God who made them.
他们就离弃了造他们的神,
and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation.
并且轻看救他们的磐石。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
sinful people did not deserve God's blessing.
有罪的人呢, 不配来承受神的祝福。
Because the more they are blessed, the more wicked they will become.
因为他们越蒙福, 他们就越邪恶。
May I even suggest that God cannot bless them?
我们是否要这样来建议呢? 最好神不要祝福他们。
Unfortunately, among God's people today,
但是很可惜的, 今天在神的儿女们中间,
prosperity gospel is the gospel welcomed by the world.
成功的福音, 繁荣的福音是被世人所欢迎的。
If you believe in the Lord,
若是你相信了主,
you don't need to drive a Chevrolet.
你不需要再开一部雪佛兰的车。
You can drive something much better.
你可以开一部更好的车。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
it is not because God does not want to bless.
并不是因为神不要赐福。
It is because of human situation.
乃是因为 人的光景,
the way that God really blesses,
神真正祝福我们的方式,
is tribulation,
乃是借着患难。
Now, brothers and sisters, I want you to change your whole concept about tribulation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我盼望能够大家对患难完全改观, 改换一个意念。
Because tribulation today has a new meaning.
因为今天患难有一个新的意义。
Now if you will turn to Matthew chapter 24,
我们请大家看到马太福音24章。
In Matthew chapter 24,
在马太24章,
the Lord began to speak about tribulation.
主在这里开始讲到患难。
There will be wars and rumors of war.
我们要听见打仗和打仗的风声。
The nations shall rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国。
And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places.
多处必有饥荒、地震，还有瘟疫。
After the Lord's ascension,
在主升天之前,
you find all these things begin to happen in this world.
我们看见在世界上, 这些事情就开始发生了。
And as we are closing to the end of the world,
当我们来到这个世界末了的时候,
these things will accumulate, these things will increase.
这些事情呢, 会积蓄, 并且会增加。
And that's what we are seeing today.
这是我们今天所看见的。
These are tribulations.
这些就是患难。
But read verse 8.
但是我们请读第八节。
But all these are the beginning of threats.
但这都是生产之难的开始。
These are beginnings of birth pains.
这乃是生产之难的起头。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
today our Lord gave us a new concept of tribulation.
今天我们看见主给我们关于患难一个新的观念。
Why were all there tribulations on this earth?
为什么在地上要有这些患难呢？
To the unbelievers, to the world, it is judgment.
对世界不信的人，对世人，它是一个审判。
But to us Christians, these are the beginning of birth pain.
但是对我们基督徒来讲，这是生产之难的起头。
Now it is true, there are pains.
是的，在这里是有痛苦。
But these pains are positive, not negative.
但是这些的痛苦是积极的，而不是消极的。
These sufferings, these pains, do not bring us to death.
这些痛苦并不会带我们进入死亡。
But these pains bring us to birth.
这些痛苦呢，带我们得着生命。
God used tribulations to bring the birth of His heart.
神用患难来带出他心意的出生。
He will use these tribulations to bring us into His purpose.
他要借着这些患难把我们带进他自己的目的。
Now, that is the way of tribulation.
这就是患难他的道路。
Before our Lord went to the cross,
在我们主上十架之前
during the Last Supper,
在最后的晚餐 中间
he had a discourse with his disciples.
他对门徒们有一个讲论。
And that is from chapter 14 to 16.
这是在约翰福音从第十四章到第十六章。
He told them not to be grieved.
他告诉他们说你们不要难过。
And he gave them promises.
他也给他们应许。
But he ended his discourse.
当他在要结束他的讲论的时候。
In John chapter 16, verse
33. 在约翰福音第十六章第三十三节他说。
These things have I spoken to you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye have tribulation, but be ye of good courage. I have overcome the world.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Our Lord Jesus said, in the world, you have tribulation.
我们主在这里告诉我们，在世上我们有苦难。
Now, why is it so?
为什么会这样呢？
Because you do not belong to the world.
因为你我不属于这个世界。
If you belong to the world,
如果我们是属世界的，
the world will not persecute you.
世人不会逼迫我们。
But because you do not belong to the world,
但是因着我们不属于世界，
therefore you have tribulation in the world.
所以在世上我们有苦难。
May I put it this way?
让我容许我这样说。
If you do not have tribulation in the world,
如果我们在世上没有苦难的话，
are you really of Christ?
你是真的属基督的吗？
Look at our Lord Jesus.
让我们看我们的主耶稣。
He came into this world.
他来到这世上。
But he was not of the world.
但是他却不属世界。
He was heavenly, spiritual.
他是属天的，是属灵的。
He carried with him heaven.
随他而来，他把天带到地上。
He was in the world, But he was not conformed to the world.
他虽然在世界上，他却不效法世界的样子。
And because of this, he was rejected. He was persecuted.
因着这个缘故，他就被拒绝，他就被逼迫。
And he was crucified.
最后他被钉在十字架上。
Do you think that we who are his will have better treatment?
你会认为我们属他的人会得着更好的待遇吗？
If the world should treat you well,
如果世人善待我们，
it shows that you have lost the testimony of Jesus.
那显出我们已经失落了耶稣的见证。
Now we do not court tribulation.
我们并不是要去找苦难吃。
But tribulation is a must in our lives.
但是患难在我们的生活中是一个必须的。
What is tribulation?
什么是患难呢？
Tribulation is whatever troubles you.
患难就是那些叫我们觉得不舒服，叫我们为难的。
It may trouble you physically.
如有，它可能叫我们肉身受苦。
It may trouble you mentally, physically.
可能叫我们魂里面，叫我们思心心理上面受苦。
And it may trouble you spiritually.
也可能叫我们灵里面受苦。
If we follow the Lord,
如果我们跟随主，
you will find,
你会发现，
the world is against us.
世界是与我们作对的。
The world is trying to lead us away from Christ.
这世界要想把我们从基督那里拉开来。
Not only the world without us, outside of us.
不仅这个世界在我们外面，
We have a world within us.
在我们每个人里面都有世界。
It is the fallen life.
那乃是 那堕落的生命。
It is the Adamic life.
那是那个亚当的生命。
It is our flesh.
那就是我们的肉体。
It is our self.
我们的己。
And this is an ally to the enemy.
这个是仇敌的同盟。
How do we sin?
我们怎么会犯罪呢？
When temptation comes,
当试探临到，
it tempts the flesh within us.
它试探在我们里面的肉体。
And when the flesh comes out, it becomes sin.
当肉体发出来的时候，它就成为罪。
So that is the reason why our Lord said, deny yourself, take up your cross,And follow me.
这就是为什么我们主说你要舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
If you love your soul life, you will lose it.
如果你爱你自己的魂生命，你必失丧你的魂生命。
If you lose your soul life for my sake and for the gospel's sake, you will win it to eternity.
如果你为我的缘故，为福音的缘故失丧了你的魂生命。你要得着他，并且得着永生。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
if we follow the Lord,
如果我们跟随主，
if we are faithful to the Lord,
若是我们对主忠心，
if we want to keep the testimony of Jesus,
若是我们要持守耶稣的见证，
anything that is enemy to the testimony,
任何是那个见证的仇敌的，
is our enemy,
他就是我们的敌人。
And you will find when you are following the Lord.
我们会发现，当我们跟从主的时候，
not only the outside world will be against you.
不仅外面的世界要与我作对，
but even the flesh will rebel within you.
并且在我们自己里面的肉体也要背叛。
Unless our flesh suffers.
除非我们容许我们的肉体受苦。
Unless the cross works in our flesh.
除非让十字架在我们肉体上面做工，
we will not be able to keep the testimony of Jesus.
我们就没有办法来持守耶稣的见证。
So every time when temptation comes,
所以每一次当试探临到的时候，
it is a battle of faith.
这个时候就是一个信心的征战。
Whether we areFaithful to the Lord.
我们是向主忠心呢？
Or we want to gratify ourselves.
或者我们是要 感激我们自己呢？
When are we willing to take up the cross and follow the Lord?
我们是否愿意背起十字架来跟从主呢？
And that will be tribulation.
那个就是患难。
That will be suffering.
那就是受苦。
Our soul will suffer.
我们的魂要受苦。
Think of our Lord Jesus.
因着我们的主耶稣。
When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们是想主耶稣在客西马尼园里。
Not only his physical body suffer.
不仅他的肉身受苦。
His soul suffer.
他的魂受苦。
He said, I am sorrowful even unto death.
他说我心里忧愁甚至要死。
He was oppressed in his spirit.
在他的灵里面受压。
And yet he said, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done.
他说父啊不要照我的意思愿你的旨意成全。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
This is the way to recover the testimony of Jesus.
这乃是恢复耶稣见证的路。
Are we willing to pay the price?
我们是否甘愿付这个代价？
Are we willing to follow the Lamb whithersoever he goes?
我们是否愿意跟随羔羊，无论他往哪里去，我们都跟随？
Will you take tribulation as a discipline, a chastening, a chastening of your loving Father?
我们愿不愿意看患难如同从爱我们的父亲那里接受管教，接受雕凿，接受一个训练呢？
No discipline is pleasant at the moment.
没有一个管教在受管教的时候是快乐的。
But it will produce righteousness unto holiness.
但是它却要生出公义和圣洁的果子来。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
The Lord said, you have tribulation.
主说你们会有患难。
Do not be surprised by it.
不要因着这个而稀奇。
Do not faint under it.
也不要丧气。
Do not try to escape from it.
也不要逃避。
If it is the Lord's will,
这乃是主的旨意。
As you follow him,
若是我们跟随他，
that you have to go through all these tribulations,
若是我们必须要经过这些的患难，
take it,
我们要接受，
as a chastening of the Father,
当作父对我们的一个管教。
He wants to make us sons and not just children.
他要使我们成为儿子而并不只是孩童。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
I can see no way better of restoring the testimony of Jesus than tribulation.
除了患难之外，我看不见更好的方式我们能够来恢复耶稣的见证。
You do not need to try to court it.
我们不需要去找苦吃。
The Holy Spirit will arrange it.
圣灵会安排他。
He knows how much you can endure.
他知道我们能够忍受到什么程度。
He has measured everything in your life.
他在我们的一生中每一件事都量过了。
Can you trust him?
我们能不能信靠他？
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
We find that after all, tribulation is not that bad.
我们发现了，毕竟患难并不坏。
In 1900,
在19世纪，
There was the Boxer uprising in China.
在中国兴起了全匪之乱。
Many missionaries gave their lives.
有许多的宣教士殉道。
Many Chinese Christians gave their lives.
有许多中国的信徒基督徒们他们失丧了生命。
It was a great tribulation.
那是一个极大的患难。
But as you read the history,
但是若是你读历史
of Christians in China,
就是那一段在中国的基督徒们的历史。
After Boxer's Uprising，
当这全匪起来的时候，兴起的时候
，After his own，
当这个全匪之乱过去了以后
，There was a great revival in China。
在中国有一个极大的复兴。
God raised up many in China and used them greatly。
神在中国兴起了许多的人，并且大大的使用他们。
I think of Ding Li Mei. You may not hear that name before.
我想到了丁立美姊妹。
I think of 贾玉明。
我想到了贾玉明弟兄。
And then in the 20s, 1920s.
在二十世纪，一九二零年代的时候。
God raised up John Song.
主兴起了宋尚杰弟兄。
John raised up Wang Mingdao.
主兴起了王明道弟兄。
You know Wang Mingdao's father.Died during the Boxer's uprising.
我们知道王明道弟兄的父亲就是在全匪之乱丧命的。
He committed suicide.
他自杀了。
Watchman.
尼托森弟兄。
李能旺。Many others.
王仔弟兄。还有其他许多的弟兄。
People before that time.Knew hardly whether they were saved or not.
在他们之前的人们根本不知道他们会不会得救。
They say you believe, then when you die, after you die, you go to heaven, and that will be decided whether you can enter in or not.
他们说你现在相信，当你死了以后，你能不能进去还不知道，还没有决定。
But during that period, there was such a revival everywhere.
但是在那个时期，在各地都有复兴。
Many, many got saved.
许多的人得救了。
The gospel was prospering during that time.
在那一段时期，福音非常的兴旺。
And the government was favorable to it.
并且政府也善待他们。
So outwardly, it was very prosperous.
所以外面看起来非常的兴旺
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜的
Because Christianity became something to be welcomed
因为那个时候基督教呢变成受欢迎的
So all kinds of sects all kinds of divisions came in
所以就有各种的派别分裂就发生在神儿女们中间。
I cannot go into details.
我没有办法详细的和大家讲。
I went through all these things.
我自己经过了这一切的事情。
I can only tell you what I knew.
我只能告诉大家我所知道的。
God did raise up a marvelous work in China.
神实在在中国兴起了奇妙的工作。
It was a work without organization.
这个工作不是人组织起来的。
Not only among the brothers and sisters, there was no organization.
不仅在弟兄姊妹们中间没有这个人的组织。
Even among those who worked together, we had no organization.
就是在那些一起做工的人中间，他们也没有组织。
It is all from within.
都是从里面出来。
Just like our body.
就好像我们的身体一样。
It's not outwardly organized.
不是从外面来组织装配。
It is inwardly organized.
它是从里面长出来组织好。
And there is no better organization that is from inside.
没有一个比从里面出来的那个组织更好的组织。
Because outside organization is human.
因为外面的组织是仁义的
Inside is from the Lord
从里面出来的乃是从主来的
The work spread all over China
所以主的工作在整个中国就发展
Because it has become great It has become great, bigger
因为它变大了
So I am sorry to say.
我很遗憾地说,
gradually we had organization.
逐渐的我们就有了人的组织了。
Not only the church organized.
不仅教会组织起来了,
the workers organized.
做工的人也组织起来了。
May I say something very different?
请容许我说一点很不一样的话。
Then the whole political situation changed.
然后整个政局转变了。
And under the new regime,
在新的政权底下,
Christians were persecuted.
基督徒就受逼迫,
many died,
许多的人被杀,
many imprisoned,
许多的人被下到监里。
Outwardly, there was no more Christianity.
在外面来看, 已经不再有基督教了。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Those who were in labor camp,
在 劳工营里,
those who were in prison,
那些在监牢里,
those who are Christians,
那些信主的人,
no matter whether you're Catholic or Protestant,
不论你是天主教徒或者是新教徒,
no matter what denomination you belong to,
不论你在哪一个宗派的人,
all these things were gone.
这些东西都被拆毁。
They love one another.
他们彼此相爱。
They help one another.
他们彼此相助。
God used persecution to purify His church.
神用苦难来洁净他的教会。
The gospel spread.
福音就再一次的广传。
Many, many came to the Lord.
许多许多人到主的面前。
But sad to say,
但是很痛心的来说,
when China was open,
当中国开放,
everything we had before returned.
我们以往所经历的都回来了。
It is the story of my heart. Why cannot we love one another be one in Christ Jesus and not divided?
为什么我们不能彼此相爱 在基督里合一 而没有任何的分裂？
Tribulation purifies us.
患难洁净我们。
Prosperity destroys us.
昌盛毁灭我们。
Many young people in China were enticed by wealth, by riches, by the world.
在中国有许多的年轻人 被外面的财富、丰富和世界所迷惑、吸引。
It is a deep problem in China.
在中国这是一个很深的难处。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
God knows better.
神比我们清楚。
We have to bow before Him and say, Lord, Thy will be done.
我们要俯伏在他面前说，主啊，愿你的旨意成就。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Throughout the generations and the centuries,
历世历代，每一个世纪，
God has His people.
神有他的子民。
Those who are willing to pay a price,
那些肯付代价的人。
Those who are faithful to the testimony of Jesus.
那些向着主的耶稣的见证忠心的人。
One day,
有一天
the testimony of Jesus will overturn the God of this world.
耶稣基督的见证要倾覆这世界的神。
And then the end will come.
那么结局就要临到。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we are living.In this exciting moment,
我们正生活在这样的一个时代。
It can be either way.
这一个令人兴奋，可以是两面。
You can keep the testimony of Jesus.
我们可以来持守耶稣的见证。
Or you can lose it.
或者我们可能失去耶稣的见证。
The Lord, have mercy upon us.
愿主怜悯我们。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的主
we look for your mercy.
我们仰望你的怜悯。
In spite of ourselves,
不管我们自己。
Do not let us go.
不要放我们过去。
Take us in your hand.
把我们握在你的手中。
Mold and fashion us according to your will.
塑造我们，磨我们，照着你的旨意。
If it pleases thee.
让他讨你的喜悦。
Make us those who complete the rank of the overcomers.
求你使我们补满得胜者的数目的行列。
May thy testimony overcome the world and the God of this world.
愿你的见证胜过这个世界和世界的神。
And may thy kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
In thy precious name we pray.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。